Blog Talk Radio.
My spidey senses is tingling. Got my radars up. Something going on. I feel funny, can't tell me nothing different. My nose twitching, intuition setting in like Steve Vision. I still close my eyes, I still see visions. Still hear that voice in the back of my mind. So what I do, I still take heed, I still listen. I still paint that perfect picture. I still shine bright like a prism. My words still skipping. I know you can't, don't, won't get it. You chose to ride that ship, salt with it. I'm still afloat. I ain't the captain of the yacht, but I'm on the boat. I ain't acting what I'm not, knowing that I don't. You n****s acting like you will, but I know you won't. You won't. I read between the lines of the eyes of your brows. Your handshaking match your smile. You fine. Staring at hammer, ready to go bananas. Two vests on me, two extra on me. I know my mind ain't playing tricks on me. I ain't skits, homie. Ain't nobody drop a mic on me. It's like they try and plot and sit on me. I hear this voice in the back of my mind like Mac. Tighten up your circle before they hurt you. Read they body language. 85% communication, non-verbal. 85% swear they know you. 10% know they story. Man, the other 5 times I'ma show you. Just know you can pull they strings, you the puppet master. Some other man, watch who you puffin' after. Play your cards, go against all odds. Shoot for the moon, if you miss, you still amongst those stars. Feel a grim reaper floating, foul preacher quoting, scriptures from Revelation. Just talk shit and got the devil waiting. Body getting stiff, soul levitating. Why do I speak blasphemy? Knowing one day devil ask for me, ask for my sins. No one to feel his wrath for me. I go through it so you wouldn't do it. Ask for me, ask for me. I'm still circling the block before I'm parking. Not reaching, I'm just still cautious. Same black parker, same extra clip still clapping with that same damn. I feel it in the air, you not sincere. Thing to us or we or I'm a thing. Is a good, bad karma thing. Is a psalm and an honest thing. I swear I feel something honestly.
Deep, what Red Breed about? Riding hard, been the corners, the girly donors, leave a hater scar. Big dresser, sit at the stoplight, road glides and road kings deep in my hindsight. You do it right or don't do it at all, put that candy paint on it. Ride them 23s, homie, custom seats, custom brakes, hit the streets and ball. Center of attention like buying them in Gasol, oh. You know that killer Californication. When you feeling like you sitting on a ceiling chasing dreams, hoping this conglomerate can run the nation. It's abomination how we bomb your block. I'm talking Big Punchy, K-Dub, Baby Slip, Billy, Badass, Rare Breed, we all we got. See them out, show them love, chunk the deuce, give it up. It's a lot of bike clubs, but they not this hot, nope. Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making Joe with your deck. Might catch us on them dresses, so the road clash, yeah. Tell the world I'm a rap, baby, baby. Read up, or read up, don't stop. Read up, or read up, don't stop. Read up, or read up. I'm a rap, baby. Like that to the death though, to on point and seeing decimals. I ain't lying, counting on the interstate in the state that shines. Oh, we might be in the hood near you, around the globe, baby. Rare breed under control, baby. The pipes loud, the movement in tight crowds. We heated up in the cold, baby. It's 3 degrees out, then you should see me out. The sea bout, the kitty cats and how they go me out. Ha ha, we be the father, I'm probably drive by, so don't bother. Show you if it's how to whip it, whip it. Have a bye-bye. Posers tryna hang, then we hang on by the Kala. Silk, Lenny, Rare Breed family. Stunting hard like a black circus. Voila. Breed up or speed up, get ahead. So with that said, bye-bye.
Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses, so the road glass, yeah.
Tell the world I'm a rap, baby, baby.
Read up, read up, don't stop. Read up, read up, don't stop. Read up, read up.
I'm a rap, baby, baby.
Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses, so the road glass, yeah.
Tell the world I'm a rap, baby.
Bitch, all of my photographs, whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified, nothing niggas gon' take from me. Follow code, study game, feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip foreign, these bad hoes keep tip top.
Another one.
Yeah.
King shit.
Lay down with my dirty one niggas and we in the club screaming, no new friends.
DJ Khaled.
Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time I'm second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you sudden out the garden. Four car garage, pouring some Minaj. Birdman go brrr cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury dog. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me dog. Ever since you two niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me dog, yeah.
No new friends. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, No new friends.
Let's ride.
Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need No new friends. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
You know what it
stay
is
down
on this
from day one, so I say.
Yo, bitch. bitch all in my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip form. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my fleshed out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night, my same niggas. Day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my niggas, I'm too high to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name, well that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience, I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places, bitch we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just power bearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, zip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young, I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no no new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends.
Stay young, been cash money since day one.
Stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, stay down from day one, so I say.
Don't stop, grind around that clock. Mastermind on my second album, my first album just dropped. Scored a touchdown on my first damn nigga, throw I was gon' fly. See, I hustle like my mama, but I look just like my pops. And we still ducking cops, ride around and take shots. Hennessy for my enemies, niggas know I'm taking they spot. Cause that's so up on the play clock, show just how I came from way back. Just like T.I.P. told you ASAP, but you niggas rapping like ASAP, ASAP, get a grip.
Oh, that's your dream car, nigga, that's my old whip. Oh, that's your dream girl, nigga, that's my old bitch. Oh, that's your new flow, nigga, that's my old shit. This that new crit shit, that cold shit, them country nigga. One for the money, two for the show, three for them hoes saying anything go. They say they ready for whatever.
They say they ready for whatever.
I've been around the world, twice to be exact. Six bad bitches and they lapped up in the back. They say they ready for whatever.
They say they ready for whatever.
Yo, crook, stop it, look what we got. My face beating it, nah. At the old school, if my old school was supposed to bone your block. Show broad show like she was folding you up and all cause she bop. Cole, I hate to say it, but I got to say that I wish that they would just stop. So fuck these haters, fuck these hoes that ain't slamming doors on they drive. Y'all niggas too young to remember how the side used to be, but I'm not. So when they call me snapping Cadillacs, bro, they over dope malicious, y'all pop. Stop crib with here and all four with the shit, bitch, wait till my album drop. Say that's your new car, nigga that's my old slab. Say that's your new bitch, nigga that's my old style. Oh that's your new flow, that shit sounds so trash. This that new crit shit, that cold shit, them country niggas.
Hold up, but don't forget about Compton nigga. One for the money, two for the show, three for no limit and the rest for death row. That means I've been about it and this is the realest shit I ever wrote. And if anyone ever doubted then they are the loudest of liars I know. I only desire to blow, she only desires to blow. And I hope that my dick is a whistling flute and that's not the instrumental. Now pick up my coat, You let that motherfucker drag like RuPaul, I drag your ass to the floor, bitch. I can admit, I'ma recover that dick, paraphernalia that is, telling the doctor I'm sick, head, doctor I'm needing your lips, yeah, proper analogy for it, if I can afford it, then I won't ignore it, clear, cop me a palace and Porsche, right when I floor it, that's when I switch gears, living my life on Uranus, keep one foot in your anus, the other foot all on your neck. Repeatedly stumped till I break it, bitch, I'm demanding respect. These bitches are telling me take it, DJ Khaled. Even if I had Khaled holding the torch, ain't no challenge.
One for
ain't
the
it?
Money, two for the show, three for them hoes saying anything go. They say they ready for whatever.
They say they ready for whatever.
I've been around the world, twice to be exact. Six bad bitches and they lapped up in the back. They say they ready for whatever.
They say they ready for whatever.
Whatever, 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 whatever.
Moon marked and touched by sun, my magic is unwritten. But when the sea turns back, it will leave my shape behind. I seek no favor, untouched by blood, unrelenting as the curse of love, permanent as my errors or my pride. I do not mix love with pity, nor hate with scorn. And if you would know me, look unto the entrails of Uranus, where the restless oceans pound. I do not dwell within my birth, nor my divinities. Who am I, ageless and half grown? And still seeking my sisters, witches, and Dahomey, wear me inside their coiled clothes as my mother did, mourning. I have been woman for a long time. Beware my smile. I am treacherous with old magic and the noon's new fury. With all my wide features promised, I am woman and not white. That is Audre Lorde's A Woman Speaks by Audre Lorde. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight's topic is entitled Feel It in the Air. Lead song by Beanie C. What it played out. We'll let you know. We'd love to hear your perspective on it. We can't wait to hear it. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuena, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you tonight?
Yo, good evening, Queen. Oh, man, brother feeling real good, you know what I'm saying? After coming off that vibe with Poetic, you know what I'm saying, with the Poetry Corner Soul Food Edition tonight. Wonderful, wonderful. Feeling good, feeling good. Glad to be here.
Wonderful.
How you feeling?
Yes. I'm doing okay, you know. Keeping my head up, trudging through these holiday seasons, you know. Go through a lot of emotions around now, but, you know. Onward and upward. I'm glad to hear everything is working out, and that's with the West Side Connection or the East Side Connection.
Nah, this is Poetry Corner, the East Side Connection with me and Poe. Soul Food Edition. Tonight.
Okay.
We did. We talking about food and stuff and some poetry. But we was lighting up, you know what I'm saying? Reflection, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to have reflection. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so we was just talking
it.
That soul food stuff. You know what I mean? But let me ask you a question, though. You know what I'm saying? What do you feel about feel it in the air, mind over matter?
I mean, I see that. I see a need to separate ourselves from the, you know, the crap that goes on in the physical state and, you know, get in touch with your higher self, get in touch with that bird's eye view of this world instead of getting so caught up in the day-to-day conundrum. You kind of take it above and beyond. I see that addressing the people, places, and things where you find yourself spending all your energy and just taking those things into account, giving them a close view. Yeah, I've been thinking about this since you brought up the topic, and I'm like, I feel like it's opened up to a great deal of conversation. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying that, but it's true, though. I even told my supervisor one day, I was like, you know, just sitting there, I was like, look, just remember I had that discussion with you, people, places, and things. Just looked at it. She was like, I was like, but it's true, though. Anywhere you go, it don't matter. J job, outside the job, you going on vacation, it's still people, places, and things. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep your energy in check and just be who you are. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else's energy is not yours unless it's, you know what I'm saying, registering on a certain level within you. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes somebody else's energy could take you off your game.
That's true. My gosh. Preach.
And I stay with them myself and whatnot because I see my range. I speak to a lot of different people about different things. So I'm always going to remain as one. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell people I work on myself every week because I'm not making it about me, but I'm just saying this is what I do. I work on myself every week because when you're around a lot of different energies, personalities and stuff like that, you can't get caught up in the hoopla. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going through something yourself. You know what I mean? You need to. Kanye said it best. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was like a joke, and I joked on him. I was like, Kanye ass is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's like, I just need the time alone with my own thoughts. That is so real.
Everybody,
a lot of people, we all need time alone with our own thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So we can just know what the hell's going on in this world. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
1 second, King.
Okay. I'm glad to be here, everybody. I'm glad y'all can all join in and call in. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate and love that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Radio. Yes, indeed. That's right. That's right. Those are all good gems. I love that. I love that you put that out there to start the show. It's a great way to kick it off, you know, with a little knowledge and perspective. You know, I want to see how everybody else is putting mind over matter, you know, feel it in the air. Trying to see what this vibe is going to open up to. I think it's going to be amazing. And as usual, I'd love for you to kick it off with a piece.
All right. I'm going to this piece right here. It's called Never Together.
All right, now. The mic is yours.
If ever there was to be what was not for you and me, this is a eulogy for divorce decree that happened suddenly. Our out-of-eye contact was blind inside of a place. With a take on fate was erased, and we wore a different face. Memories distantly decorated where others' thoughts were. I had questions, but your answers was filled with lots of slander. But I found a track that brought me back starting in the here and now. What goes up must come down as I watch Mary go round. Changed up from the circle because opposites can hurt you. Like living outside your curfew, still hitting them hurdles. What I can recommend is something proper for my locker. Same ones that say they got you can't even really spot you. So languages recited through my poetry supposed to be traveling through communities. This is someone else's story. Took the time to write it and move on and join a new dawn. Word porn that is strong is living within this here form. King.
Mm. Ooh, it's a lot of wisdom in that piece. I'm digging it. I'm definitely digging it.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, it's really about letting go. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
letting go
indeed.
And moving on. You know what I mean? Feel it in the air, mind over matter.
That merry-go-round line was lit, too. yes, I see where you where that went. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm looking for my pen to write it down, but I'm like,
What goes up must come down as I watch Mary go round.
Indeed, that's right. That's right. All right, now.
What you got for us, Queen? You know what I mean?
Okay. This is a piece I'm working on, trying to push through to the positive. So, does that have a title?
Well, Mike is yours.
It's different here. Lungs expanded to capacity. Heart rocks the body like beatbox. Legs won't stop moving. Mind inclined to a tribal rhythm on the low beats. Though this melancholy melodies keep distracting me, I'm listening. a good student of the universe, decipher encoded language in tune to demon time, a herald uncovering this crime scene inside of me, a juxtaposition so separated the whole of me feels bifurcated. But if I'm still standing, what does it mean? What am I afraid of? What's meant to be? They say hope is for suckers as I slow dance with destiny, though my pineal gland so fluorinated to truly believe, calling me, it's different now. I feel it with my fingers. The static electricity lingers here, resting a transient diastolic thing in my pulse. It jolts, an explosion of bad blood playing tete-a-tete at the inner bend of the thin skin at my wrist, thinking, this ends here. It feels as if I can get to it, a simple cut that ought to do it, but it's different. I dance to its tune now. Vibration rocks the soul to and fro. This is a dance after all. A root and leaf, a turning of seasons, a growing sunward, a growing onward, past the pressure, a bursting forth into uncharted waters, an inordinate amount of spirit, an exorbitant amount of freedom. I know that it's all in my thankful praying hands now. The bounty and the benevolent blues, the rub, the ruse, the bully, the knife. With this faith, I take this life into an alignment that feels so transmundane. It gets mistaken for profanity. I take this moment with an audaciousness held together by every rebel rose that came before me. So yeah. It's different here. It's a cyclical redistribution of love, as old as energy, as moldable as matter, as fluid as music. Here, every moment's got a taste to it, and with all the sweet and the juice of fat-bottomed fruit, and I am a summer cloud kiss made of clues, it's different here in the stratosphere where my praise outweighs my blues. And that's that piece.
All right, Queen. That's right. Bringing it to fruition. You know what I mean? Yes. That's where we at. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
always
right.
Be a dream lover. You know what I'm saying? Dreams come true. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You have to. Right.
And all that negative shit is for suckers.
It is. It is. It is. Oh, man.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Yo, what was that Brian Tiller song when he was like, yo, keep doing what you're doing? Mm. Yeah, that's one of my favorite joints. I always look for the lines and the hooks and stuff. I'm like, yo, keep doing what you're doing. And that's what I tell my spirit, yo, just keep doing what you're doing, son. We good out here in the streets. I don't care what anybody says.
You know what line has been my mantra, and I'm a little too. It's from the book of Tupac. No.
Oh, shit.
I've been thinking about that line where he's like, do what you got to do, but know you got to change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. I feel like that's just
that's
profound Tupac lines. You look at that in every perspective of your life. Like, yeah, it's challenging right now, but do what you have to do to change yourself to make it out of the situations that you feel like are holding you back. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, was that the joint Changes?
Stuck in my mind. No. What song was that on? Oh, man.
Until the End of Time? I remember that line because I like a lot of Tupac joints, you know what I mean? But we'll talk about that.
I think it was Changes. Changes, my bad. You know, I had to look it up because I got to be on top of it. Yeah, Changes or Blasphemy. I can't remember which one it is. Oh, yeah.
I think it was Changes, though. Yeah. That's what it sounded like it was, right. Though.
Okay, we got that somewhere.
So what might you have to bring it up.
What you want to do? I see some.
I'm bringing these callers on that. You know what I'm saying? They thirsty out there. They
calls?
Like, yo, we need to get up in there. Enough of y'all yakking.
You know what? All right.
But we gonna yak until we bring you in. So yo, we got to do that.
For sure. So it looks like first up to the mic is our station manager, the wonderful, poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you this evening, Poetic?
Oh, man.
What up?
Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. What a dynamic way to start the show. I'm doing great. How y'all doing tonight?
You feeling good up in here, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Powerful pieces for both of you. I'm doing great.
That's what's up.
Thank you for the love. We appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank you.
I heard you guys had a fantastic night earlier.
Oh, man. It was a dynamic night, man. I done gained about 40 pounds. You know, just some conversation. You know, that's how good it was. Check my DMs. Nothing in there. So, you know. I guess I won't get my Thanksgiving do-over.
Oh, man. Well, it's workout. I mean, all you got to do is call, and I know that the lineup of the aluminum foil ladies, you know, ladies of a certain age are glad to bring you a plate.
Oh, man, I might have to try that out. See if that'll work.
Man,
put out a call.
Ladies of any age, they can bring a plate.
I know that's right, or a nice
container. You know what I mean?
Right.
The argument is that the younger girls don't know how to feed.
Yeah, they don't know how to feed.
I don't know how true it is
for
all of them, but yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Like, yo, feed me, baby. Feed me.
Right. I hear there's
anyway.
An alarming rate of younger women who do not bring their men a plate, and that's unsettling.
Well, there's a yearning for us older people that need a plate.
Right,
you need a plate. listen. Oh, that one needed. When the next time we all get together, I'm going to cook for you guys. What are you going to do? We got to
feed me, baby.
Feed me, radio.
We can make that happen like ASAP, you know?
Yes. I can feed y'all, you know, pick up some soul food. You know, lift it up in the kitchen.
I guess we're going to have Queen Simmons on Soul Food Part 2, huh?
I guess we're going to have to.
She's talking that talk right now.
Listen. I love cooking. I love to cook for people who appreciate my cooking. You know how when you cook and you know it's good, you know you put that extra little throng up in there? And then people who are so used to your cooking, it is like, yeah, you know, it's good. No, I like the eyes rolling in the back of your head, and you got to breathe through your nose so you can take it. Yes, you know, listen,
that's
give me that, because my stuffing deserves that.
Uh-oh, King, I'm putting on 10 more pounds.
I know that's right. Well, I see the scale going up on myself right now.
You see it, bro?
Yeah. I'm a red green baby.
Yes. Let me know. I'll come through the next one. I got a couple of pieces on food that I would love to share if the topic allows it. So
nice.
Now I want to join the Y'all Radio game sometime.
All right. Hey, King, you heard this, man. Let's go ahead and pencil her in, man.
I know. It's already ringing down.
All right.
The bells are ringing like 12 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, all right now. Let's do it. I love you guys so much. It's so cool over here.
Because,
you know, like the real world will make you forget how awesome this world is, this world of just creating and just cultivating a whole vibe and watching beautiful things grow from it. And that's what we do here at Epiphany every day. It's so awesome here. I love you guys. It's like,
we love you too.
Best
love you too. Word.
Indeed. So listen, Poetic, I can't wait to hear what you have to share with us tonight. I know you brought something nice to us to listen to.
I did. I titled this piece "As I Self Reflect / Destruct."
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I often take a moment to self-reflect, and the man in the mirror is a usual suspect to a crime yet to even manifest itself. But this hue of melanin in my skin is the identity of self. I can feel it in the air tonight. My mind over matter helps me feel just right. I'm afraid to trust another individual for fear of incredulously looking at the professional plot diggers, the ones that trumped up charges just keep getting bigger and bigger, while my skin tone and others like me get brutalized viciously. But I do often self-reflect to give some kind of retrospect on exactly how to survive in this modern-day jungle. Yet the drums slows and the ground stills and no longer tremble. The lion's roar gets diminished by ongoing chatter before this life is finished. But as the sun is clothed by the clouds, giving way to the naked moonlight and the quietness speaks out loud, my pen decides to write out words of pain. And the residue of the pen strokes only remain, telling each scribe with me and after me, be humble, but be bold with tenacity. As we breathe in the breath of our ancestors, searching for our fair share like black investors, hoping that while we self-reflect, we don't self-destruct. Can you feel it in the air tonight? Can you feel it in the air tonight? Poetic.
Damn it, man.
Yo, that right there, that's that special ink right there. Special ink.
That really is.
Appreciate you.
For my next book, I'm gonna need like 3 ghostwritten pieces. Oh man, I'm gonna expose myself right now.
I got you, bro.
With me when I got had a long
you.
Day. That's what it is. It was manifested by Ben Meadows Jr.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. Enjoy
yeah, I love it when you say be humble, but be bold with tenacity. The whole part around me about teaching that to the youth and making sure that is a big part of why we do what we do. And just, I feel like this is like a call to arms, a call to just like get poetry back into a place where we're doing that. Where we are teaching and handing down the
absolutely.
Message. And yes, this is very dope ink. Very dope ink. Oh, man. Listen, I don't see how you can do it, because when I met you, I was like, oh, he's a fly poet. He is, a master of your words. Like, a lot of times we write right before we recite it, so we, like, sometimes can, like, but you come with a piece that you just wrote, and you bring all this sauce to it, and it's like he meant that. You felt it. You could see that you felt it when you let it out, and it's like, I love that. The delivery and the form and the poem and the message all cultivated into something that was really awesome. And you know, next up, I am going to have to play the Phil Collins John, because that is definitely it.
Yes.
I wish I could have played it in the background while you were doing that piece. Like, just the instrumental, that would have been dope. Especially
thank
those punches
you.
That you had in
that.
There. Yes.
Yeah, open the window on that joint, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, bro, let me ask
indeed.
You, what you got going on, man, in this galaxy, within the couple
man.
Of universes and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Man, absolutely.
Tell
absolutely.
Us about the asteroids.
Oh, man, let me tell you how the asteroids are going to align and then explode. Because me and my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, are back for the get down this Thursday night. Make sure y'all tune in. I'm not going to spoil it with the topic just yet, but just know that we got some good stuff coming down the pipes, and this Thursday it's not going to be any different. So that's where I'm going to be this Thursday night. So that's my only show for the week. You know, we got a couple of surprise shows popping off. We got a brand new show popping off on Saturday. Can't wait with our new Epiphany hosts, Gina Storm and Jess J. Y'all stay tuned. This coming Saturday.
All right.
I can't wait.
Oh, that's right. Welcome to the family, Gina Storm and Jess J. You guys probably know them from
the
Small House of Poetry. But this is our first opportunity to welcome them to the Epiphany family, you know. We are growing and expanding, and it's a beautiful thing. Make sure to tune in on Saturday. That's going to be so dope. Yes, indeed. Thank you for that, Poetic. We so appreciate your work and all that you provide, not only the station, but the poetry community. I salute to you, brother. Thank you for showing up for us. We appreciate you.
Thank
y'all
so much.
And hey, Queen, let's give Miss Flowers congratulations on the addition to that Ebony collection. No, I mean, we can't forget about that.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Congratulations.
Yes. And then, you know, I always forget, man, because we had such a dynamic show before this show. But let's talk Poetry Corner, East Side Connection, Monday nights at 7:30. YouTube. Make sure y'all tune in with me and King Atterbury as well. I never want to forget that, you know, because tonight, man, we got Hungry up in there. Woo!
Yeah, no doubt. I appreciate that. All right. Yo, man.
Yes, indeed.
We out here. You know what I mean?
Same thing.
We out here.
And the numbers up on the board. Proud of you guys. Proud of you guys, for real.
Thank you.
All right, Poetic. Stay tuned. If we get a chance later on, if you think you're going to sit tight and, you know, give us a listen and maybe come back through a little information, maybe a little more poetry.
Absolutely. I'll be here.
That's what's
okay.
up.
Thank you. All right. One love, one mic, my dear.
One love, one mic. One love, one
mic. All right. I'm going to play a quick song and we're going to bring in some more of these poets. Feel it in the air.
Right,
I know you can feel this next track. Yes.
That's my joint.
Thank you. Is there a God? Is he watching? Is she watching? Are they watching now? If not, what are we doing? Where are we going? What are we doing now? Look at all these people searching for reason, searching for peace of mind. Hey, say we're all created equal. That's what they teach us. But that ain't how we treat each other. No. Now that ain't how we treat each other. Truth is that we need each other. Yeah, coming in the back, babies on crack, kicking the door, waving the 4-4. White collar war crime, money gets spent. Candles in the sun, blowing in the wind. Sun goes down, heroes often get shot. Peace is long been forgot. Oh, will it be too late when we find out? Yeah, all that we got. Take a look around now. Yeah. Take a look around. Mindless bureaucracy fast, hindering government aid. Aren't you appalled? What are we doing? Where are we going? What are we doing? Diving in the back, babies on crack, kicking the door, waiting the 4-4. White collar war crime, money gets spent. Candles in the sun, blowing in the wind.
All right, we all that we got. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters and Epiphany Radio Network. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my co-host, King Atterbury. Isn't that right, King?
What's up? What's up? definitely on that vibe right there. We vibing it out on I'm feeling
indeed.
Everything tonight.
That's right. I'm definitely feeling it too. Can't wait to hear what else we have coming up, because you know the poets here at Epiphany Radio are always awesome. Can't wait to see what they do with this topic or any other topic. We just can't wait to hear your poetry. Looks like next up on the mic, we have one of my favorite divas of Epiphany, Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing, my dear?
Oh, my God. I just typed in, like, my last word.
Oh,
I have nothing. I didn't have nothing written. Nothing. Let me start over. Your Majesties, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, La Perla Negra.
La Perla. That's right.
Oh my God.
It is so good to hear you.
Yeah.
You're doing a buzzer beater like on those cooking shows, and they're like, "What do you take? Put your knives down. Put your pens down." Step away.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is crazy. I was like, oh my God, I was actually looking through all the pieces. I'm like, what am I going to write?
Oh, gosh.
Nah, yo, you got this on that. You one of Epiphany All-Stars on that. So
hold up, y'all. Speaking of all stars, just the poetry. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I was writing, but I was listening. I was listening. Everybody, y'all, yo. Even though the show just started, all of y'all are stars. Oh my God. I love every last poem. I'm glad I wasn't the first one tonight.
The queen always put that on me and all the time. You know what I'm saying? She'd be like, "Hey, King." I'm like,
right, yeah.
Throw me under the bus or whatnot.
You, because I'll be trying to wait until I press one, wait for a few minutes, and I'll be like, how do I still have my show first? Oh, my God. The show is dope, though. Y'all know I'm a fan of this show. I'm a fan of y'all, but I really, really love this. It's one of my favorite Epiphany shows, seriously.
Thank you. We appreciate
that. Thank you so much. We really do. We appreciate hearing your voice. You feel sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is the prompt, the topic? What is it?
It's feel it in the air. Mind over matter.
Okay. Well, it's like this. With situations that I have no control over and people that want to attend a certain circus, I look at it like this. Not my circus. I'm not the ringmaster, not my monkey. So I don't buy tickets to that, and it's like this. I don't mind because you don't matter. Plain and simple.
Hey, listen.
There you go.
That's point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, me and stress are strangers. I'm trying to tell you, stress is a foreign language to me now. I don't play with it.
I know that's right.
That's a prompt right there. Me and stress are strangers. I'm right on that. I would love to get to that state of mind because. What's that?
Huh?
I think you better let it go.
I know that's right. Let it go.
That's right.
You're right.
Let it go.
Oh, that's my favorite joint by Teddy Pendergrass. Don't start.
Well, I was going to say something else that my cousin used to say, but I'm going to let that go, though.
Oh, yeah, that's that work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, I got an idea for the name of the show.
Okay.
The Brown Liquor Edition.
Oh,
moody blues. Just, you know, just imagine some Billie Holiday, a flower in her hair, and a smoke-filled room, brown liquor being poured, that type of vibe. I want to cultivate.
Oh my
that
God!
Between
yes.
music and poetry.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In a beautiful atmosphere. Go on, Queen. I hear
ooh,
you.
Yes. That's indeed. Yes. Look at that.
Hey, LaPearl. It sounds like she's trying to reinstate the Henny King.
Oh, yeah. Bring out the Henny King.
Oh, Lord.
Yo. Bring him out.
Oh,
wait,
God.
Wait.
Do we really
Henny King
bring
need
him
a
out?
Guardian. Henny King need a belt supervision. I don't know if he needs to come out.
He ain't no different than Lord.
Make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Oh, Pearl and Nigger, I would love to hear what you brought for us to listen to. I know it's short-term on the topic, but it's a vibe that is so natural to the way that you write because you speak life into everything that you bring, so I know it's going to fit in regardless of what angle you bring. So don't worry about that. We ready for you. When you're ready.
Right. I'm going to try this. All right. Be patient with me. All right. This is untitled. There wasn't always a storm of fire and rain inside of her. It used to be just love. But when she felt free to release it, to give it all of her beauty and passion and vulnerability, she was told it was too much after being taken advantage of. So she used to believe that all she would ever be was a walking contradiction because life taught her how to love unconditionally, continue to make love at the same time, making her a professional at goodbyes. So instead she hid, allowing a storm to rage inside, because asking her to pick between one was like trying to blanket the sun. But since he showed her how not to let people hate her out of loving herself, that everything about you is key to your journey regardless, that the soul is deep, is the deepest you can get, and then invited her to soul travel, how everyone has been through some shit, and it's just that some people think that they're better at hiding it. She's no longer the wild one that you have to tear apart if you want her heart. No longer sacrificed to the dragon in darkness. Now all she wants is that moonlight love. So if taking time with her in true sincerity and shown the pureness of heart, she'll open and blossom like the petals of a rose for you at dawn. That peace.
All right. I know that's right. Oh.
You see?
That's what I'm talking about.
It started from there wasn't always a storm of fire and love inside of her. I felt from that line and the feeling of being a walking contradiction and a professional at goodbyes and you just hide and allow the storm to rage inside of you. This speaks so much truth. And so I can't speak for the masculine experience, but the feminine experience. It's like you one part, you know, this mm-hmm. idea of who you're supposed to be, and meanwhile the person mm-hmm. who you know you want to be is just kind of raging mm-hmm. on inside of you and asking mm-hmm. to have a real-world experience, and you're kind of denying yourself by denying that. And to embrace that,
yep.
Oh, it's an amazing thing. That's
you know, when I think of that piece,
freedom right there.
When I think of that piece and when I think about that common song with PG, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think PG or PJ, don't forget who you are.
Right? Mm.
Don't forget who you are. I mean, yeah.
Right, I love that song. That's true. That does bring that song to mind. Oh, man. But that was definitely a dope piece. That was really dope. It really is. I love how inspirational
yeah.
your poetry is because it goes to a place where it's like I accept. It's a little shadow work in me. It's like I've accepted I've had to stare down these demons in order to come to a place where my experience, I'm more in control of my experience. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You speak that into a lot of your work, and it's so amazing. It's inspiring. It really is. It really is.
Yeah. I love when she spit them pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sis be kicking down a door with it, like, well, matter of fact, you're not even kicking down the door. You just open the door quietly and be like, yo, this is what I got for you. Stay tuned. You know what I mean? Open up your mind. Open up your window to your soul.
Right. Like she walked into a room of chaos and like, excuse me, a word.
Thank you. I do now. I just stand there and be like, excuse me. I got something to say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then you own it. And your delivery is so perfect and gentle that it just makes it, it's like,
Love
it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
We appreciate you, sis. Word up.
Me too.
Appreciate
you too.
Thank you.
Oh, man. But look, before we let you get out of here, with Perla Negra, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
I sure can. Okay, all right. Let me get this right because I've been out of commission for a little bit. So I'm going to start with Friday. Let me start with Friday nights because every other Friday night I am a guest host on Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pens perspective. Let's see. Saturday nights, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's pretty much open mic, too. That's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you can just sit back and listen to some smooth sounds from my playlist. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, y'all know how we do. We like to tease you, so the topic is up in the air. But we will definitely let y'all know what it is. And y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Molly.
Hey, you know what? On that show, when I kiss you and we kiss you back.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Shimmy,
Coco
Puff.
That is an awful joy. Yeah, kiss you, man. That's my joy. Go ahead and be listening to that tonight.
Put a bag in your back.
Well, Perla Negra, thank you so much for coming through, for blessing the mic and giving us that dose of light that you always bring with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
Definitely for the support, for real. So, you know, stand by.
We
might need you to come back through. We might do a little speed round at the end. So, you know, stay tuned.
I got to dig and find something for y'all this time. I don't know if I can write something again.
Okay. All right.
Trust me.
No
trust
pressure.
Me. You
no
got
pressure.
Something in the archive on that. You know what I mean? So, hey, you know, as I say, do you, boo, do you.
Thank you, boo. Y'all. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, that was La Perla Negra. Yes, indeed. I'm sorry, King, what'd you say?
Nah, you know, we always bumping heads with each other. It's like big brother, little sister type of activity going. But,
right.
You know, after that piece that, you know what I'm saying, that La Perla Negra spit, how about we go into some Die Hard?
Die Hard, okay. I love the way.
Before we bring
you think this thing loads quickly. Yeah. Oh, is that Die Hard by Kendrick Lamar cut?
Oh, yeah, you already know. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
man. Ooh, this is a
treat. We in the fourth quarter, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Here it comes.
I've
pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. I pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down from me. Yeah. I'm a diehard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. I wonder where I lost my way. Been waiting on your call all day. Tell me you in my corner right now. When I fall short, I'm leaning on you to cry out. We all got enough to lie about. My truth too complicated to hide now. Can I open up, is it safe or not? I'm afraid, a little you relate or not. Have faith. A little, I might take my time. Ain't no saving face this time.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down from me.
Best. Subtle mistakes felt like life or death. I wanna see the family stronger. I wanna see the money longer. You know that I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keeping me up at night. The world be reminding me it's danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you use it against me? Right or wrong, no stone, just love to send me.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you say? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down for me. Baby, you make me pray for London. If I want it all without you involved, guess it's all for nothing.
David, baby, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. Yes, King, yes. Oh,
baby,
you know what?
Baby.
You know what I just realized?
What's up?
Forgot to give my evening shout out to our benevolent benefactor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? We forgot to remind the community about that. And make
I
sure that we give a shout out to Larry Maddox. Yes.
Larry.
We got to give praise where it's due. Yes, yes. Thank you so much for making this all possible. Make sure that you guys check out Raw Links. And remember, the collection is growing, and it is immaculate, and it made of fine stones and jewelry. Definitely something you want to check out. And they make this
I know,
all possible.
I know that's right. And you know what? The energy on those stones,
yes.
He's our king. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm a walking icon for this dude. You know what I mean? Like, Yo.
Indeed.
That's why my energy be high level, sky high, all the way to from galaxy to galaxy, through universe to universe. Yes.
Indeed. I totally understand that. I totally get it. Make sure you rock up on him. And if you're a poet, he has these amazing moonstone and gems bracelets with the microphone that say poets. And let me tell you something. If you have those on while you're performing, it gives you a whole different energy. Those are two of my pieces out of all of the ones I have, and my beautiful purple one that I got for my birthday. I'm an amazing co-host. Still one of my favorite pieces.
The necklace, the bracelet, you know what I'm saying? You get you get what you get, you know what I'm saying? Your energy be sky high.
Indeed, indeed. Definitely check it out. I do want to remind you, if you're listening in online, please don't be afraid to pick up that phone and give us a call, 319-527-6300. And if you're listening in on the phone, just make sure you hit that one. Share with us. Open up. It's a safe space. We don't bite. King does, but he's in check. We're making sure he's behaving in the royal chamber. He's going to bite anybody.
Hey.
No promises. Hey. No promises.
I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. Hey.
I know that's right. All right. We're going to keep this party going with my other diva of Epiphany Radio, Miss VIP. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Diva. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, Diva. How are you two doing?
Hey, what's going on, Miss VIP?
Yes.
All right.
What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? We setting the tone tonight. We got the music, the poetry. It's a party over here. Party over there. Celebration,
yes.
Baby.
Yes, it is.
Chilling in the air.
It is. It is. It is. I hear it's a lot quieter than the last time I spoke with you. So we got a little peace back. That we
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank God. I'll get some more noise around Christmas.
Okay. Well, enjoy your reprieve. Because, you know, they're fun when they're around. But then you're like, whoo, go back to you can go get back home. Yes. I love you from over there.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear you back to yourself, and it's great to hear your voice as usual. So, VIP, yes, I would love to hear what you brought to share with us tonight.
Right. This is untitled, but I hope it hits the mark.
Okay. It will.
Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. If you feel you need change, go outside, feel the air, breathe in relaxation, and try to exhale the past, all the hurts and offenses. I can't say don't grieve, because you can't change the past, but you can remember the good times, feel it in the air. Can you feel the shift? Remember, anything from God is a good gift. Me, I wish for better days. Yet I have to remember faith without works is dead. As I pray, I'm reminded what is said. My ways are not his ways. So I need to keep my head to the sky. I know I can ask why, but I'll never blame God for what happens. Because through it all, he kept me. Is it really mind over matter? The past had its ups and downs, picked me up, threw me around. I didn't have a strong mind then. Now I do. I can't misconstrue the truth. I'm older, wiser, sometimes strong, and I know I have some witnesses. If trouble comes, it won't last long. So it's mind over matter. Be your best that when ish hits the fan, you won't shatter. Control your emotions. Don't let them control you. So let me ask you once more, do you feel it in the air? Do you feel the shift? Breathe, then let go. And remember, living is a gift, so be good to yourself and just go with the flow. And that's that piece.
That was a message. Yes.
I know. A message inside the message.
What is one? I was like,
oh, my
VIP. Yes. I love the part when you were like, anything from God is a gift. That's so true.
Mm.
Faith without works is dead. We regularly need to be reminded of that. And control your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. That's definitely something we are all challenged to do on a regular basis. This is like a call to action. I love it. And I love the way that you presented it.
That's definitely mind over matter right there. You know what I mean?
It is. It is. Right on
cue. VIP, you definitely came through and rocked on that prompt. You know what I mean? Like, you was definitely right there on point with it. Salute to you.
Hugs
and kisses.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, your poetry is always beautiful, and we definitely love to hear it. I know we just got the rundown on your show from Danielle. Do you want to let us know anything else that you have going on, or if you know what the topic is going to be and you want to give us a sneak peek?
Well, you know what? I really cannot, because I don't know it either. So, but y'all know what the deal is, though. Y'all know what the deal is. All y'all got to do is tune in on Wednesday evening and kick it with it. We always have fun, and it's the erotic love one, so it's bound to go left, but that's okay.
Don't worry. Lord will be in the building, you know what I'm saying? Because you definitely don't want to see the Henny King. You don't want to see the Henny King. You'd rather see Lord.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? It is an uh-oh.
Absolutely.
Queen will tell you.
Don't make the Lord come into the building. It's a whole different story.
Oh, Queen, does she want to see Lord or the Henny King? Which one?
Not the Henny King. Please, not the Henny King. Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
She said, please.
They wasn't ready.
Queen don't she's like, oh no.
Yes, all the
Henny King. She says, no, not the Henny King, just Lord.
Yes.
Right. Thank y'all so much.
We won't. You are so welcome. We appreciate you coming through and sharing with us. One love, one mic, Diva.
Hey, one love, one mic. You know what, Queen? Being that she came with that beautiful piece just now, and it's so acceptable to what we got going on tonight, how about we show her all the stars?
No doubt. All the stars.
Mm-hmm.
This is shouts out to Miss VIP for coming through with that amazing piece. Stand by.
I know that's right. Yeah.
You the moral to the story. You endorsing motherfucker. I don't even like you. up the man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. It's my percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. On my mama, that's the realest shit.
Girl, let's talk about love.
Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters and the Tiffany Radio Network. King, are you still rocking with me tonight?
Hey, I'm rocking. You know why?
Why?
Do you know why?
You tell me why.
Because all the stars are closer. That's right. All
True.
The stars
yes.
are closer. Whether it's the ones in the universe out there in the sky high or these fabulous poets that came through and blessed the mic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, all the stars are closer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful storm that comes through afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is a great way to set off for our next poet to show up to the mic. It is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Lady A. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
What up, what up?
I'm well, yes, I'm amazing.
You're amazing. You're lucky. I wish I was amazing.
I am speaking it into existence from here forth.
Yes,
but
way.
I am definitely, I do want to let you know that I am enjoying your Christmas spirit and how much you are sharing it and your artwork. Ladies
oh,
and gentlemen,
thanks.
if you enjoy okay. Lady A's poetry, you will definitely love the artwork that she's presenting. You just, you know, in all of these different bags, and I'm loving to see it. I'm loving to see it.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
okay.
I totally enjoy it. I love having these different avenues that I create and try to create, and it's a lot of fun. So it keeps me in the right frame of mind lots of times.
That's
yeah.
true. That's true. So it is therapy, and that's a wonderful thing. Poetic therapy is always a beautiful thing. Indeed.
It is, oh, yeah. God. And it's a hard time of year for a lot of
people,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finding a healthy outlet, especially to getting through the winter blues, is an
yep.
important thing. We all need to find some way to get through it. And if you're channeling that into your art, that's an amazing, amazing way to do it. And it's coming out beautiful. It's every new piece that you put out, I can see a little bit more refinement than the previous one. And it's,
I know, I surprised myself.
Doing your thing.
It's exciting, yes.
Be sure to check that out on her page. And Lady A,
yes.
I'm anxious to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't realize there was a prompt, and that's my fault because I waited till the last minute to look. And I brought a new piece that I wrote. Actually, I just wrote it today, and it's for a contest that I entered called Holiday Blues. So it's a sad one, but just the same, it's poetry, and it's I could read that one, or I could read another one, but they're both kind of dark. But in any case, it's the written word,
okay.
And it's okay. This one is called Snow Falls.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Nearly 1 year had disappeared when you left me in tears. It said all the firsts are hardest to accept. Christmas in the graveyard, a tiny tree with ornaments laid against your cold headstone, a blanket of snow thrown. Snowflakes dance around me as tears flow to the ground. Children played across the street, oblivious to my grief. I wept and wailed to no avail. He was not coming back. I pleaded and I begged. Blues on the attack. Melancholy baby singing songs of Christmas, thinking just maybe from this nightmare I'll awake. My world shattered as it quaked. Reality so rude forced itself upon my mood. Snow remained falling, children continued calling, and grief still bawling. Crystal white covers the graves of those long gone, empty bodies in their coffins, vessels where their spirits lived. Now to the other side crossing, I sing the blues of every hue. Each Christmas, I live without you. And peace.
That was. It really was sad. There was a line in you when you said reality is so rude, it snuffs itself upon my mood, or something along that line, if I quote it correctly.
Forced itself upon my mood, yeah.
Forced itself upon my mood.
I felt
that line,
that.
And I could definitely see, and I see how you're using your art as an outlet for some very heavy subjects, and I think you do it so just beautifully.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful darkness. It's a beautiful darkness. There is a
Thank you.
To a place.
That's a wonderful thing to say. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's like
because I think it's true. I think we can have darkness written and still have it beautiful poetry.
That's true. Look at Poe, one of my favorites. Edgar Allan Poe is one of my favorite poets, and his poetry is always dark and ominous. But what I was saying is, you remember that. It's like you're taking that ride to a dark place so that no one else has to, and bringing it back with like a, like making the dark edges of it beautiful, even though the mass of it can be hard to deal with. Along the outskirts of it, the edges, the lining of it, you bring a beautiful artisticness to something that is probably hard to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I can totally understand that. So I appreciate you being honest enough to bring your raw work to us, even when it's not, it's not happy. Everyone wants happy poetry. I appreciate you. I love Poe, so I love this version of poetry, and I always appreciate you being brave enough to bring it to us to listen to. It's very beautiful to me. It really is.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
Yes. All right, Lady A. Well, we do thank you so much for bringing your work to us tonight and always being, a participating guest on the show. We do appreciate you taking the time, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. One love and one mind.
Yes. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I love the beautiful darkness. I do. Beautiful darkness of her poetry is something that I do enjoy a great deal. But with that being said, we are going to, we get back to the mind over matter. We're going to play a quick song and get right back to it.
I know that's right.
Cap in a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A new guy walking on these haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday. Good thing comes, it loads that weight up. But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Babe in a bathhouse. Top gun on my Tom Cruise. Life of peace and I don't lose. Do more than love it, cause it's cool as a breeze. Don't pick a poison, yeah, I got what you need. Nonchalant, got the green on rotation all night. We gon' keep it psychedelic like a cap at a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A new guy walking on his haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday. Everything comes, it doesn't wait up. But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Wilding on my haters. In my 23s, having a Jordan moment. Wilding with the paper. Ice all on my chain, I'm a. I just popped two up, you stand up. Hanging with the gang, that shit dangerous. Yeah. I can fuck you with my chain, you should take a look. Yeah. Come and catch your wave, take one out my cup. Yeah. Damn the OG, yeah. Damn the police. Wildin' in that beat, yeah. Moving up your street. Yeah. When we on the creek, can't be dancing to the beat. Ain't no day, ain't no night, make no plans, ain't no sleep. Cap in a step, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A new guy walking on his haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday. Everything comes, it doesn't wait up. But don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. I was losing, but I'm better now. All games I've been wrapping up. At the pool like a matador. Hey. Right now I'm higher up in Canada. Hey. Oh. Cap in a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment. A new guy walking on his haters. Celebrate every day like a birthday. Good thing comes to those that wait up.
Looking at me like it's dinner time. I know she's vegan, but she wants to stay tonight. And I smile like a saint, put a sinner's mind. Baby, roll and link it, let it blow your mind. Shots gonna take shots now. Conversation blowing left off, we in the clouds now. Laughing in the moments. First you put the work in till it works out. Work it out till it turns out. Yeah.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby. Ladies
baby,
and gentlemen.
Baby.
It's a,
That's right. It's Epiphany Radio, King and Queen's Quarter this Monday night. If you're listening online, make sure that you give us a call at 319-527-6300. Make sure you hit that one so that you can be heard. We would love to hear your beautiful voice and your beautiful poetry. Isn't that right, King?
I know that's right. I just took my socks off and I took everything else off. I'm rocking the bathrobe. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm trying to let that visual go by without reading too much in it, but you get comfortable. And, you know, we truly encourage everyone to take their socks off here at Epiphany Radio. So you do you, boo. That's what I'm going to say. You do you.
I'm always
Highness.
Comfortable when I'm in the comfort of my own home. Yeah,
I
mean,
I know that's right.
I do me. Do, like Drain I said, up. Do you. Do you.
Right. Yes. Drying off in the winds from the north. I feel you. Do what you got to do, King. Do what you got to do.
I'm in the South, baby. I'm in the South. South Jersey,
yes,
baby. You heard?
Right. Yes. Okay.
I'm at the shore.
Right.
If you're unsure, I'm at the shore.
So how's the weather down there where you are? I've been meaning to ask you.
Cool.
Is it cold near the water?
Huh?
I know, like, usually when you're near the ocean, the temperature is still a little colder than it does.
I'm between the ocean and the bay. You know, I'm between the ocean and the bay. So it's like 45 degrees right now.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. It's not
yeah.
like a nice little.
But,
with the ocean
yeah,
breeze
I'm
coming through, I can get down with that.
It ain't coming through like that. I'm in house.
Like, I ain't playing around, right?
I ain't playing. Like, yo. I'm what Curtis Blow said, that old school song back in the day, I'm chilling.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm chilling
like
right now. Yeah, chilling like a villain, no feelings in the
Oh,
feeling.
Which one is that? Chilling like to a Cool J song. How'd it go?
Huh?
I can't think of it. To a Cool J song. Chilling
Cool
like...
J? All
right. Yeah. There's
no,
a,
that was more like Curtis
a line trying to connect
that
to
joint. I'm chilling.
Oh, okay. All right. I got a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, how about we keep this
yeah.
show rolling, King? I think we have a few more poets lined up who would like to take the mic. It looks like next up, drum roll, is the newest addition to the Epiphany Radio family, the one, the only, Just Jay. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Just Jay. How are you doing tonight?
Y'all in here cutting up. I always did want to be a part of New Edition, but I couldn't sing.
Oh, man. Very ambitious, man. But you are an
yeah,
interview,
I
so I can
yo,
tell you how that works.
What's up, yo? What
they was going to have me doing
talking?
Something. Say that again, bro.
I said, what it do? What's good, yo? You know what I'm saying? What's
man, up? I'm up here listening. You get naked under your clothes, man. You was up here having
right.
a nice time, bro.
I ain't saying nothing about naked. I just said I got my bathrobe on chilling, you know what I'm saying, in the comfort of my own home.
Right.
HMOE. You know what I mean? Right.
Who was
but the
girl?
Mind took
you have to marry comes to mind.
I live by the code of my name. King Divine Atterbury.
You have to the Shinobi. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, I am Shinobi or not. You know what I'm saying? Word. If you want a Star Wars.
Right.
But when you said it, you did bring to mind like a nice thick robe and, you know, a little taco meat coming out the top and just a level
I
of comfort.
I see some cognac and
we didn't.
Taco meat coming out
glass.
Back.
Yes, like out the top of the robe, just a level of comfort that, you know, brings to mind a lot of images. I think that's what we were going with that. Yeah.
To say the least. Hey, Wayne is doing that on her own. That wasn't a part of my
vision. Oh,
wow. Look, my energy stays where it's at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just threw it
yeah,
in. Say it again, sir.
My mind just...
Ladies,
so anyway,
if y'all listening out there, King is always in his role. Baby.
Shameless plug. I see. All right now.
Always after 10 o'clock.
After 10 o'clock, what happened? I'm new around here.
I'm in my role. I mean,
oh, but that's not DMI then.
And I said, lady.
But he has to let you know, because there's a certain way you address a king in a robe that you don't address a king in a business suit. So just so it's understood, right. Yes.
Thank you, Jim.
That's where we are. But we do want to take a minute to welcome you and Gina Storm this Saturday night. Is that right? It's when you guys made him
yeah.
for you. It's going to take place. Yes.
Yeah, the name has changed five times
that?
Already.
Okay.
Well, the name has changed right. five times already. It's now the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. It was originally the Gina and Just Jay show, and then I think we had an iteration at the Gina and Jay Just Jay show. I think I might have said that twice, but anyways, yeah, we're gonna try to go ahead and carry on the Epiphany tradition of different looks, you know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's why I learned about the whole compartmentalized. Say it again.
No. Continue.
I was saying.
Hey, man. Yeah. Well, this right here is where I learned that you know, because, you know, I thought they was like really, you know, it was what it was, but I just seen it was the imagination of the people. Like, y'all have the king in court here. I feel like that I'm amongst royalty right now. You know, even though I was like, and that's why the whole smoking jacket Hugh Hefner thing came with the king there.
Right. Nah, baby boy, I'm more like super fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But I feel like that's one of the things that they go that we kind of grandfather into, is the idea of not just giving a platform for poetry, but giving a poetic experience where you get to come and just imagine it. You know, especially during the pandemic, I think that was big to be able to say, to imagine yourself being in these spaces where you would produce your art and then you would, you know, present it to people and then, you know, be fortunate enough to get some feedback in a safe space. And I think that's cultivated here. And they also bring in those elements that make you feel like you are having an experience and not just reciting and, you know, getting 5 minutes and then running on about your life. Just, you know, come enjoy the experience. So I'm sure that the Just Jay and Gina Storm show will be its own experience and bring in the energy that you guys have over at your other shows on Small House.
Oh man, we got like a JJ Thelma thing going. Sometimes it be looking brutal from the audience, because sometimes it gets it gets a little ratchet.
Okay.
But you know, we be cutting into each other. It's like Fred and Esther. It'd be a good energy dynamic though. She's a tough kid.
Good.
She can take it.
Yeah, she can dish it out too. She can dish it and she can.
Oh, she
it,
definitely
you know,
dishes
know
it out. Sometimes she'd be a little heavy handed, but it's all right. If I get it good, I can tell when she's mad. I'm like, that wasn't even a joke, man. So watch yourself.
Like that stung a little way.
Right, right. I like we just joking still, right? Just making jokes.
Right.
Oh, can't tell how it's going to go.
Yes. Oh, man. We can't wait to hear how that transfers over on the platform. Man,
yeah,
you're definitely going to be
I think every
in.
Show is going to make itself in the moment.
That's true. That's the way it should be.
So,
you know, just a natural,
so,
organic
so bro,
experience.
Basically, what you got for your feeling in the air? Mind over matter.
Mind over
how
matter. That's
right?
The topic today?
Yeah, feeling in the air, mind over matter.
Mind over matter, man. You know what? I've been working with that for a minute and trying to attain that within myself for a minute. Since I've been doing poetry, I've been knowing that the words are a little bit more weighted than just the lettering of them. Mm-hmm. I've been having to go ahead and tame some of my more impulsive movements and all that other type of stuff. It's been a really good journey. And I don't think that the poetry itself did all of that. It was the more so the camaraderie of dealing with other poets, because I say all the time, poets are so jacked up. Only people that's worse than poets are comedians.
For real.
I have been. I'm going to continue to say that. You go hear that Saturday night, too, as I greet all the poets coming in.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Well, Jay, I would love to hear the piece that you brought for us. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
All right. I got a little bit of a war piece. Is that all right?
Mm. Okay. Yeah,
all right. I had cannibalized a couple of pieces and what may have you, and I ended up coming up with this little gem here. It was for a picture, and it was for a prompt for Barb Tradwick. When they come for me. I'm going to have to get that old mic out of one of y'all.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. The mic is yours, sir. I'm sorry.
Y'all just so mean to me, man. All right.
No. I said it, and then I thought your introduction was going to be an interlude into it. I didn't know you didn't hear me. The mic is yours. All due respect. We apologize.
Appreciate you, Queenie King. Oh, somebody got their microphone open. When they come for me, my verbal Smith and Wesson will keep them guessing from which direction came the blast that crushed the minuscule insurrection. I should be as a thief, no clues, only questions of my detection. As I serve these out cold confections and get this mic cooking like piping hot convections. When they come for me, they feel protected, adorned in chest protections, but at night headshots beckon like beacons as my eye poke through this scope. I'm not sticking your spokes. The monkey wrench in your works. Like Magneto, I'm so fly that I float, and when I stop, I hover. When I pop the trunk, they shell seek. When they come for me, they get more bounce to the ounce than a barrel of flubber. Grab the mic and I bust like rubber. Stay in the lane like clubber. When they come for me, it's the journos when I hand deliver the backhands like Danny Glover to his lover. Tonight, think of me as the retro of Mr. Brother from another mother. Me envisioning your impending leaking got my heart beating. You getting carried away like Bernie's weekend. I'm telling you, peeps, you're sleeping. The pleasure should be all yours. It has to be something to be murdered by pure metaphors. As these smart bombs soar into this arena and kill to death a schemer, a walking misdemeanor. A dreamer, made me lose my temper and dismember of a chicken contender. Now he, Shaykhan, and Chevron finally realize I'm he's in the water with a real live Tiburon. Note to self, gotta remember my medication. Or like Banner, I'll be wondering where I'll be awakening. My arrival has been more anticipated than constipation. Can you hear my elation and my oral palpitations? You should have stayed at home alone and played the station, but now it's your fat ass belly that I be baking. Let me tell you, since I was in the deep end of the playpen, head limbs, needle pads, and pins were my best friend. I've been a poetic writer since Bobo Fett and TIE Fighters crushing itty-bitty spiders under AF-1s. Bitch, I use mics like Gatling guns. One dude leg still kicking from the smack that he received in a murder mitten. Nice to meet you, midsection 8, the great out here smiting these kittens. Boy, you couldn't even pass guild admissions. Not even AT&T could decipher the cellular division of my mission when I phase like vision. My riddance be bagging cats like kittens, merely folk kittens. If you don't stop bullshitting, you will not be forgiven. I take hits just to watch my legs kick from the quickening. As this gymnast be flipping, my ink be dripping, my poor pen salivates fork and Harley weight. This sapial path scratches his verses on slabs of slate. So I just suggest you just ingest these metaphors from this poet of war. that I express like breast to babes. Got them catching the wave like coke, dragging them behind the banana boat. I'm hopelessly dope, jabbing with ad-libs, breaking your ribs on the ropes, scrubbing them clean like soap. And I'm relentless, like Jason, in the forest blazing. Beef don't be grazing. Beef is not sworn to be closely shaven. Beef will be feeding the ravens. So quaff the raven.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Who the hell was that? Who was that? What was that? Where'd this come from?
Oh.
What happened?
Yeah,
that's from back
like,
in the day.
What?
What? What?
That was a flashback, huh?
Yeah,
you have to
man.
Down and you
old
have
school.
To like get all of your stuff together, and you have to pick it up and just find yourself. That kicked me on the floor.
Yeah, every night.
I was like, what? What? No, no, no. I know that took a lot.
Just
so
a little bit of
that rapid
cadence back
back,
in the day.
Yes, I felt that. I felt like old school hip hop. I felt, you know, ownership of self. I felt, you know, ownership of flow. That was something nice. That was
appreciate you. Appreciate you.
He went back in time.
All right, jumped in my time machine, my little red wagon, the radio flyer.
He slipped back into that magic portal. That opened up behind him. He turns around and says, oh, shit, there's a door right there. I'm going to go through it.
but like
appreciate
you never left,
that,
bro.
No. Some people dust something off, and it's like you're not connected to it no more. No, he brought that from wherever you got it from. You brought it.
Yeah.
And I was just looking like, when did you even start coming out with blows like that? I've know your beautiful, sweet poetry, mostly dedications, a lot of them dedication to your wife, but I'm thinking. But they're so romantic and sensual and heartfelt and almost Shakespearean in nature. This is like,
right.
It's like pure ownership of like that hip-hop side of you. And like, it's a side I never saw before. And I'm glad you told me to mute my mic because I was over here snapping and clapping and making noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you was trying to keep it open. My bad. I apologize.
No. Yeah. I didn't want
to
throw you
I
off.
I didn't get to the point where on Clubhouse, I always, when I hear a mic open and somebody going, I always go ahead and shut it down just in case a person don't know it's open. I apologize about
right,
that.
Right, yeah. No. It's cool. It's probably better than I did. It might have threw you off a little bit because I was up out of my seat. I did not expect that. I love that. I love when a poet can be just like so, like not just, you know, switch up flows, but to own each of those different places that you step into. You become that work
right.
at that time, even though it's, you know, might be to you, might sort
of
seem like sort
of
a period piece from a different period. It's not out of character.
Right.
It's from a different period in your life. And you went back to that period
right.
and brought that piece to something that I wish younger hip hop heads could hear. Like this is how you own a flow and you represent yourself. You don't gotta talk about cars and how you defile women. No, who are you? What do you stand for?
Right.
You
what
know,
are you going
you're...
for today? What's in
you
your
know
wallet?
Please stop telling me the same old thing.
I gotta start using
some...
that what's in your wallet.
Right.
Hey, yeah, man.
Yeah, good stuff. Yes. Oh. What were you saying, King?
No, I was saying that's what's up. You know what I mean? Sometimes
good
you man. Do gotta travel back in time and just remind yourself who you are, who you be, where you at, what's coming, what's going.
You know what, Adam Perry, man, I wish the kids had went ahead and picked up where we left off at, because we picked up where our parents left off at. We used the samples, the nostalgia of the pieces when we was doing the beats and all the rest of that type of stuff. These kids are like, whatever y'all did back then was whack, and we started from scratch. But the whole thing about it is the executives is now choosing what we listen to. No matter how bad it is, as long as you keep putting it out there, people going to go ahead like, oh, I like this, eventually.
That's true. Yeah. But, and on top of that, I think now the thing about it is that
the music that is presented to you the most is kind of like a vibe check. It's your own vibration. You have access to many different types of music. And there are some Dax, Kendrick, J. Cole, you know, guys that expand and that get deep into what they're feeling.
Well, Russell going hard right now.
Yeah, for sure. See, so it does have chance. It's just that there's always been people that's going to pander and try to push the worst in us. It's the new crack, you know what I mean? Low vibrational music
definitely
is a new way to dumb down.
But the music
down
is what controls the people. It's always been that way. We survive slavery through music. It's your motivation. It's everything. Just like with the poetry, you know. We can get in and we can dig into. I mean, if you go back and look at the poetry from this era right here, when it comes about, it's going to talk about all these different things that are going on here. Probably not as much as we did back with the music back in the day, but it's going to talk about all the different pressures that we were under during this time.
I totally agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Oh, man. So you've told us a lot about what you have going on here this Saturday night. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you tune in for that. You're going to get some more poetry like this, and you're going to get the Just Jay and Gina Storm way of just, you know, they got a way of looking at your poetry deeper than just saying, like, oh, that's dope. They're going to make you look into your poetry in an introspective way to make you be like, you know what? I always do. I know that's how I feel when I leave your experiences so far. So I know you're going to bring a little bit of that to the show. And, you know, poets,
we
make
definitely
sure that you come out. Yes, get on this maiden voyage with us and, you know, let's give the guys some love. Make sure they're loved on the way the Epiphany family
knows.
Hey,
I appreciate
if
y'all would come out. We're going to give y'all an experience. You come bring your piece in. We're going to go ahead and give you a little mini feature. We're going to really holler at you. We're going to holler about your pieces, too. So the pieces you bring in, have it a piece that you are willing to go ahead and have broken down and looked into. That's all I got to say about that part.
All right. I'm feeling that. Definitely feeling that. All right, Judge Jay. We can't wait to – sorry, King, were you going to say something?
No, I'm saying that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we enjoy you coming through spitting that piece, though, man. And, you know, hey, man, we rocked it out tonight. The poetry. Conversation, and you know, power, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep on rocking it out. Y'all is killing it tonight, man. Been enjoying it. Been laughing my ass off on the sidelines.
Right. Glad you're enjoying it. Just stay tuned in. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jess Jay. And like we said, tune in for the maiden voyage this Saturday night. Definitely going to be an experience. And you definitely going to get a workout for those poetic pieces that you are brave enough to bring through in order to sharpen them, you know, as we try to do around here. Iron sharpens iron. Well, King, I think this has been an amazing show tonight. I'm really loving
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was beautiful on that. I appreciate everybody that came spitting those pieces. The music, the vibe was alive. We couldn't ask for nothing better tonight. Okay, we did our thing.
That is very true. I agree with that 100%. I do want to, as usual, indeed, life is good. We're going to take us out with that one. I just want to take a time out to thank author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Raw Links, Why Be Average When You Can Be Raw. They both make this all possible. Yes, I want to take the time to thank the entire Epiphany family who, you know, tune in, give us our time, their energy, and just cultivate the tribe around us. And, of course, the listeners, thank you all for calling in and, you know, sharing with us and getting vulnerable and letting your guard down and, you know, giving us a chance to share that experience with you. We'll be back here Monday night, but make sure to check out the Epiphany family any day this week for a different poetic experience. It's live over here. So make sure that you tune in. Yes, indeed. And with that being said, one love, one mic, guys.
One love, one mic.
working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Manor house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move on my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about, watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Manor house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, plush, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
$100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Brenda truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, granted she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I'd have been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh, too many convicts that rolled me to play in this shit. Roundabout nonsense, get old summer spreading this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ lining it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Draco in London, and if it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor high class niggas made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a chandelier, lit on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got put melazine in my blood and Percocet. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call it Serene, I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, carry the pinky. All fat though, we ordered the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo, I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face on the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make me go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Nigga's birthday and you a maniac, a fucking alien. How you spurgin'? Got that kitty cat, I'm having fun with that. Going Birkin. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automotive bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Yeah, $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger,
little bitch. Hey, 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 hey. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this party is not quite over. Here at Epiphany Radio, we believe that everyone who has the heart to hit that one should be heard, deserves to be heard, and deserves our full attention. So with that being said, we are going to bring in our final caller of the night, our beloved, the one that made this all possible, for real, the poet. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you, boss man? So sorry about that. Can you
boss
let him
man.
In, King? I'm having a little computer trouble.
Huh?
Can you press the thing? Do you have your thing open? I'm a little stuck here.
I'm closed. Is the boss man there?
Okay. I think he's open now. Are you there?
Shibang-a-lang.
All right, boss baby, baby.
What is you tonight? Y'all rocking and got a shit going down and anything up in there?
Hey, man, it's a vibe.
Thank you.
Yes, it is.
You got a good one up in that joint. Hey, hey, look, thanks for bringing me in, just...
You the man that made the cut. Why not?
You said, there's been a lot of neglection going on, It's still neglected.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My daughter came in asking questions at 11 o'clock. She should be in bed. So sorry. So, I'm sorry. What's going on? Mm-hmm. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, baby love. I'm bipolar. I'm having moments.
Oh, it's that season. I think it is that season. I think we were talking to Lady A about that earlier, about, using your artistic outlets to try to get out of this funk that seems to come with this time of the year and all of the things that accumulate with it. So I hope that you have a better night and you feel better.
Good. It's the season. Yeah. It's the season. Yeah. Would you tell Jared to stop texting me? It's making noises in my phone.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
My phone. Hey, well, look, I dug out something old. I don't remember ever doing this, but I like to do it with y'all. Y'all have to excuse the sound because people are texting and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and get that. You got it?
I think I got it. But now it made me lose my peace. Okay. Wait a minute. Let me scroll. Scrolling.
Okay.
Damn, it's long. It might be like 2 pages long. Okay, I got it. Okay, so this is a... Hey, what's up, King? I ain't say hi to the King. What's up, baby?
Hey, boss. Well, I'm good, man. I'm good out here. You know what I'm saying? I got a queen right beside me, and we rocking with the music and everything, man. Hope you happy about everything.
I am, man. I feel good, man. I feel like I'm bipolar right now, so, I felt neglected a little while ago, and I feel better.
Tell my secret.
I heard you, man. I heard you. So look, I dug this piece out of the archives. I don't know what I missed something. I guess I don't know, but I dug this piece out of the archive, Trina, and let me try it with you all over here.
All right. Well, we welcome your poetic release when you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm living. Living my best life, taking in all that life's ink has to offer, dipping the instrument that I write with deep into its wetness, not asking, waiting, praying, or begging, just gently bending it over and reaching in with both hands up to my shoulders in the sweetness of life's beehive, allowing it sticky to coat these lips as I taste its honey, parting its golden silkiness, putting my head in its sea. I'm not fucking around in this lifetime with it. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Bust a nut up in it. Lay it down. Spread the legs of it. Go down on it. All the way down in it. Life has so many flavors. And one by one, I'm going to taste it. Taste it with these lips. Suckle it. Life's clit. Before I stick this man in its entrance, moan acoustics, acoustical lyric groan, echo against the walls of that shit. If I like it, if she likes it, pinch the soft mounds of it as I play in it. Life, hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes. Talk shit to it, life. Whose thickness is this, life? Tell me how you want it. tell me that you need it. I want to be in you as seasons change for play in the fall, winter, and spring, traversing your walls as summer's gone by, leaves fall. Knee deep up to these walls, climbing your walls, watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter, and I'm about to come up in it. This life, in life, life feels so good when you're living it. And I'm about to explode, planting my seed in it. Life, I'm going to get this motherfucker pregnant, unload all this protoplasm I've been holding in. Life and I sharing in all these spasms. We both keep having them. The strongest ever orgasms, volcanic or her eruptions as she's coming. The blood pressure of life rushing. Rushing passions release. The inner walls of life squeezed, glistened are the veins of me by her slippery. I'm coming and giving her all of me as we proceeding, living this life, making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love to love and live, learning to live, love and fuck anything that wasn't including in the above passages. This is my message, living my best life on a mission and on purpose and living, laughing and loving life, shit, fuck it, living, loving life, shit, fuck it, living my best life, fucking it, this life, for real.
You have to teach me to do that one day.
Yo, that was definitely the show closer right there.
Yes, it was. You know, you took two completely different things and kind of wove them together. And I love the way you do that. And then you kind of weave the cadence together with it. So it's like one version of the poem, one perspective of it, talking to the other perspective and kind of, you know, combating the other side and just, but how can you make a poem about life so sensual? That's just, I don't know. That's awesome. That was definitely.
Make love to life, you know? Live it. Love it. Hug it. Touch it. Kiss it.
Live it. Love
don't
it.
Just let it rot. You know, don't let it rot away. Make love to life. Fuck it.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm
this is a segment. I mean,
Oh, man. I can't wait to go back and listen to this one. Oh, that was dope. That was definitely an amazing piece. Amazing artistry behind it. It's not, you know, some people do poems and it's just for, like, you know, reaction factor. But this is like a deep dive in a way that is like, woo, the colors, the imagery of how deeply you are loving on life. Everyone who is listening, every female is a little jealous. I know I am.
Well,
you love me like life, I tell you. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I apologize, I didn't see you until after we finished running our mouth. But we were happy to be able to close out that amazing piece.
The closing,
gentlemen. Yes, it was.
It was partly my fault. I was kind of late. I was searching for something to read. And like I said, I just found this piece, and it's been a long time. I don't think I ever performed that piece, but thanks for allowing me to do that. Thanks for bringing me up in here. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Yes. And I hope that was the release that you needed in order to get out of the, you know, work your way out of that mood and, you know, wishing for better days, happy days for you.
Thank you.
Indeed. Well, Boss Man, thank you so much for joining us tonight and coming through and blessing the mic with your
amazing poetry and closing the show out for us. We appreciate you always.
Yes.
One love and one mic, my dear.
One love, one mic, y'all. Love y'all.
Love, right.
Love you too. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, aren't you happy we didn't miss that? We did not miss that amazing closer. Yes. Oh, I could say so much more, but I know it's getting a little bit late. I'm going to go back and listen to the playbacks, and ladies and gentlemen, take the time out to download, re-listen to the parts that you enjoyed, check that for clips and audio. We definitely going to start bringing those playbacks to you. And like I said before, check out us, Epiphany Radio Family, 7 days a week. It's always an enjoyable show, 9 p.m., any day of the week. And with that, again, one love, one mic, I say.
One love, one mic.